brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Big new developments on the domino effect of the Middle East and North Africa. Africa News reporting. Benghazi units prepare to liberate Tripoli. In liberated East Libya, people are preparing to join units of armed forces that plan to go westwards to rescue protesters in Tripoli from Gaddafi's terror. Gotta love how that's phrased. Yeah, it is government terror. But the point is, he's being overthrown so the globalists can have a new war and try to invade the country. Benghazi's Libya's second city and the focus of unrest has been a scene of celebrations for the last few days after army units united with protesters and made it the center of liberated Libya. People have danced in the streets, set up fireworks, and even returned their arms to the military as popular communities have brought new order to the city. Oh, aren't they good? They're turning their guns in. The media's like, oh, a symbol of liberty, handing your firearm in. Instead of the American Eagle being our symbol, if the globalists could have it, it wouldn't be an ostrich or it wouldn't be a sloth. It would be a firearm being broken into. That's actually a UN symbol they push. It's some type of sign of freedom. That's a sign of slaves. Benghazi, again, residents have also followed the horror still unfolding in Tripoli, the capital. They are increasingly receiving messages of desperation from Tripoli, with the population there asking for help from Benghazi and other liberated areas. So they state here that the entire population says they're under terror. The entire population wants to be liberated. I've seen previous analysis of things in Libya, and it looks like he's 50-50 popular. Not a super unpopular dictator. Not saying he's good. The point is that this is a staged event, and now they want to send in U.S. forces into the country. But just notice how they just, and all over our news, supposedly professional news, they just state these rumors as if they're fact. Oh, you know, he's left. It's just, you know, the British Foreign Ministry confirms he's on his way to Venezuela. That was 4 days ago. Was it true? So we don't know how much of this is true and how much of it isn't. Also, in nearby Al Baida, the people have set up a provisional government that is trying to reorganize the city and provide security. Residents agree on Libyan unity and make preparations to join the fight to liberate Tripoli. So they're calling it Libyan unity. Like Obama said, we must all be of one mind, and that is we're going to invade or at least start bombarding him to help liberate the people. So he can fire off a bunch of nerve gas and destabilize. Oh, by the way, oil prices, crude breaches 119. It went up 9% on Tuesday. It went up over 3% on Wednesday. And now it has surged today massively. So here's the article. Crude breaches 119 in frantic trading. Brent crude reached 119 a barrel during a period of frantic trading as industrial needs were hedged and traders exploited momentum. Worries that reduced supplies from Libya may have replicated in other regional producers facing potential political turmoil. See, this is going all over the world because the globalists are triggering it all over the world. Because, of course, everybody hates the government worldwide. Everybody hates corrupt, stinking governments. Wickedness in high places. Our Congress, depending on the poll, has an 11 to a 9% approval rating. But if a foreign group came in and organized people to start a war against our government, and then people started burning things and taking over, and then a foreign army was going to come in to help us liberate America, why would the foreign army be doing that? Because they were going to put something in worse, something they want in place. You understand what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to continue going over this. Charlie Sheen is coming up in the next hour. And this interview is going to make headlines. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
men. Take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big deal. I cannot stress to you, the listeners of the syndicated radio broadcast and those watching as we simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv in video living color, that Obama's speech last night saying we in the past days have been preparing an international response into Libya. You notice they used the cover of Egypt to move in a couple more aircraft carriers and big task force groups. Oil prices have gone up more than, what, $27? This week, they're up to $119 right now. We haven't seen oil prices at the gas pump this high since 2008. And they are preparing globalist-backed units in Benghazi to try to invade Tripoli. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that they believe he has nerve gas and high-tech missiles that he's going to try to use. Now, I want to pull back from this and look at the larger geopolitical ramifications, because every political analyst who we have had on this show, and we only have people on who've been right about 95% of the time, people who really know what's happening in the world, and folks that their information matches my research, but then they can take us even further because of their specialities in those areas, are concurring, and we're saying years ago, months ago, you've heard them here, that there would be a destabilization campaign in the Middle East, that it was a new kamikaze mode. Instead of just invading Afghanistan or Iraq or encircling Pakistan and inserting special ops. They now caught a CIA guy there, reportedly. The news is saying that he was trying to give fissile material, nuclear material to Al-Qaeda. That's groups they control, again, as a pretext to invade Pakistan. I mean, this is getting wild. Now it's 100% clear what's happening. Doesn't mean Hosni Mubarak's good. It doesn't mean that Muammar Gaddafi's good. It doesn't mean that the people running Saudi Arabia are good. No, they're bad. And it's a political climate, an atmosphere, where the globalists can knock the dominoes over. The question is, why do they want that? Now, I haven't talked or even read in the last few days. I probably should have, but I get so busy, what Wayne Madsen thinks about this. I know he predicted a lot of this years ago and, again, months ago on the show, formerly anti-submarine warfare expert. Worked then in the NSA and a lot of other classified areas. He's written for some of the biggest magazines and newspapers in the nation, WayneMadsenReport.com. He reports on national security and international issues for major TV stations around the world. And he also reports routinely from what's happening at the National Press Club. So I don't know what he's going to say about what's happening in Tripoli or what's happening in Egypt or this domino effect. Or Saudi Arabia handing out $37 billion in a single day to people yesterday, and the king having to come back to Saudi Arabia from his European pleasure palaces, worried about overthrow. But this, I believe, is the clear double cross of the more friendly Arab regimes or the more neutral ones to put things into an order out of chaos situation. And I predicted they would then blame the depression on this, and now I saw headlines the last 2 days that, oh, this is going to kill the recovery. Oh, we're going to have a depression because of this. Oh, the oil prices are going up because of this. No, the underlying situation is dollar devaluation. So for the next 30 minutes, we're joined by Wayne Madsen and Wayne Madsen Report. Wayne, you've heard me in the last 3 minutes break down my analysis of this and the horror of the prospect of UN, NATO, U.S.-backed forces going into Tripoli. Give us your take on what you think.
Well, I still believe that what we're seeing in North Africa, especially North Africa, was triggered by the same forces that triggered the anti-government, anti-austerity moves in Greece, where we had riots there again over the austerity measures, the budget cuts in the last few days. We saw it in Spain. We saw it in the UK. And I think this is what really was seething under all the other problems we had in North Africa. Now, we know from the State Department cables, from WikiLeaks, that obviously the NGOs, the Soros-backed groups, the National Endowment for Democracy, the Freedom House, and these other NGOs that are always in there trying to stir up the opposition, were involved in all these countries.
Oh, they admit they are. They're bragging now, Wayne.
Yeah, but I think where they miscalculated is they thought with the Jasmine Revolution in Tunisia and the Lotus Revolution in Egypt that these were going to be soft landing type changeovers like they saw in Ukraine and a few of these other soft revolutions. But they miscalculated because of the unemployment and the high food prices and the disgust, especially amongst the young people, about these regimes. These exploded, and I believe that they're not under control anymore. We know there were signs that Gaddafi last month was thinking about succession. Now, his son Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, I've written about this. This guy was a sweetheart as far as the elites of Europe were concerned. He's a good friend of Lord Peter Mandelson, the former British business secretary. He's very good friends with Prince Andrew and also very good friends with Nathaniel Rothschild, the scion of the Rothschild family. This is the crowd he traveled with. He's a graduate of the London School of Economics. But now we heard him defending his father on TV, talking about, you'll be, shot if you are caught with weapons and all this type of thing. This is out of control. I was in Gaddafi's tent in Tripoli in October 2009, and it was the 40th anniversary of the coup, which he calls his Green Revolution, and overthrew the king. But I find it interesting, last month, Gaddafi gave back royal property seized from the king's family, this King Idris al-Senussi. Now, the Senussis were from Benghazi. area that has broken away. So I believe that Gaddafi probably understood that there were rumblings in Libya that his takes were short, and he was looking at succession, possibly a role for the former royal family who he had deposed in 69. Now, we don't know where they stand, but I think it's very instructive that the flag being used by the opposition is the royal flag.
Okay, Wayne, we got you on short notice. You're on your cell phone. I'm going to wait a moment until it comes back and gets a little bit better. But the big issue I want to bring up to you, what do you make of Obama's incredible speech? I mean, this is war under another name. He says, we're preparing an intervention. We're preparing international forces to go in. And now they're reporting, the Wall Street Journal and others, that Gaddafi's, and I believe it, I know he's got it, heavily armed, is going to try to use nerve gas on him. And I mean, this is a nightmare.
Well, the Wall Street Journal, I'm always skeptical about them. They're neocons from the word go. We also have his justice minister who resigned, saying that Gaddafi was totally behind Lockerbie, when we know to the contrary, it was Iran. Of course, George H.W. Bush found it convenient to blame Gaddafi because he didn't want Iran getting involved with plans to go into Iraq during the lead up to Desert Storm. So there's a lot of people who have left Gaddafi's regime who, for one reason or another, they're sort of like those old Soviet defectors. They always would overstate the threat. So that
or it's like all the Iraqi defectors that we now know were paid to lie.
Oh, absolutely, like curveball. So I would take some of what these guys are saying with a grain of salt about Gaddafi having bio and chemical weapons. After all, he allowed inspectors in there under the Bush administration, the last administration, to turn all that stuff over. So these people are obviously trying to score political points more with the Western media. But it was quite clear when I was in Tripoli that Gaddafi, who gave a speech today where he's talking about he's no different than the Queen of England or the King of Thailand, he's just a figurehead. He has no real power. Well, when you first land in Tripoli, you see his portrait is everywhere. Huge portraits on the sides of buildings, over the overpasses on the highways going into Tripoli, in hotels, in lobbies, in offices, everywhere you find Gaddafi looking down at you. And
kind of like Janet Napolitano on the high-tech
right.
Telescreens going in 9,000 locations, another telltale sign of classical corruption in 1984 societies.
Right, and it's clear that this was a dictatorship, a cult of personality like in North Korea with Kim Jong-il. And the other thing I noted is people even close to Gaddafi would talk about him. It was clear that even the people in his regime did not like him. As a matter of fact, I asked him when I was in his tent, I said, what's with that guy? I know he doesn't drink, but is he on medication, thinking maybe the guy's ill? And they just smiled. They said, hashish. Apparently, so he said today, he said, oh, these kids out there involved in the rebellion are on hallucinogenic drugs, when he should look in the mirror and it see the picture of somebody who's on drugs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can look at him, Wayne, and tell that he's on some hardcore drugs.
Yeah, it has been for quite a long time. Now, back when we had an Air Force base in Tbilisi outside of Tripoli, now he threw that base out in 69 when he took over, but when he was Sergeant Gaddafi, he used to make regular runs up to the Class 6 store at the base. That's the booze place. And he would load up his gin and scotch and haul it back to Tripoli. Now, he said it was for the senior officers in the King's Army, but I also heard from people who were at Wheelis that he grabbed a few of those bottles for himself. So Gaddafi is an enigma wrapped in an enigma, but there's even some questions about his mother being full-blooded Italian, so he may not be a pure-blooded Arab.
Wow. Well, we're going to come back and get into other facets of this, but studying the region and the other larger geopolitical ramifications, who are the different factions? What countries do you see that are going to fall next? What do you think about Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Yemen, even Jordan? We've got now riots flaring up in and around Israel and the West Bank. and other areas, some rockets being fired, reportedly. I mean, it's like somebody lit the fuse and the bombs are starting to go off in a chain reaction. Wayne Madsen's our guest. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
All right, Wayne, finishing up this. Specifically, what do you make of Obama talking about an international force invading? Do you think that's on the table with all those ships and task forces there in the Mediterranean right off the coast loitering about? And then expanding on that, how do you see this going just from your research? What are your different scenarios? And what's the larger geopolitical ramifications?
Well, I think Obama, what he was doing, I mean, he's so late to the game on all these crises in these countries, he had to say something. He hadn't said anything about Libya. As far as the military action, the State Department couldn't even organize a ferry for U.S. Citizens trapped there, a ferry to Malta. Then it got trapped in Tripoli because of bad weather. So if they can't even organize a ferry ride for Americans, I doubt that they could do anything as far as any sort of military intervention. We're spread so thin, I'd be surprised his generals would even go along with that at this point in time, but and admirals in the case of the Navy. But I see what's going to happen is I think Gaddafi's days are numbered. If he doesn't commit suicide or he's not shot by one of his own officers, I think he'll probably go into one of the sub-Saharan African countries, which he's lavished with huge amounts of aid. He owns property in Zimbabwe. He may wind up there. He could very easily wind up in one of these other tin horn dictatorships that he's supported over the years.
So any day now, he could run to South Africa.
Oh, he could go to South Africa. I don't know whether they'd want him there, but certainly Zimbabwe, Burkina Faso, Gambia, all run by dictators who Gaddafi has supported over the years and who like him. So he would be welcomed by those dictators, not by the people, certainly. I think what, as far as what's going to happen, I think he'll be replaced by, we know a number of his generals have defected. I think they'll wind up on some sort of a temporary government, a national emergency, which will try to steady things out for Libya and try to de-Gaddafiize the country because his presence is everywhere in Libya. And I think as far as the next dominoes, the Saudi Arabia definitely, I think, is on the brink. I'm hearing from people in the Saudi opposition. They don't care about the king coming back and throwing money. They want him gone. They wish he had stayed in Morocco where he supposedly was undergoing some sort of medical treatment. They don't want him back in Saudi Arabia. And the other thing is, look, after the royal family there goes, don't even use the term. The country's name will change. The Saudis are the ruling family. The opposition certainly would not keep that name in the country's name. And I think we're talking more in terms of a democratic republic of Arabia.
And the country's only 100 years old.
Absolutely. And it was originally two different countries. We have 2 million Shias in the eastern province where the oil is, for the most part. The refineries are there. They're seeing what's happening to the Shias in Bahrain, who are a clear majority over there, and they don't like it. And they know that the Bahrain king and the Saudi king are, you know, mano a mano here on a lot of these issues. As a matter of fact, King Hamad of Bahrain welcomed King Abdullah back from Morocco in Saudi Arabia. I also think that in Yemen, we're going to see probably the Saleh regime fall there, and we'll see the restoration of the independence for South Yemen. It used to be independent. It was cobbled together with North Yemen by the United States and other Western countries. The South Yemenis always felt messed over by that. So I think we're going to see the independence of South Yemen restored. And as far as other on the periphery, I think the King of Morocco is under a lot of pressure to give up some of his powers. We're going to see some movement there. The King Abdullah of Jordan, of course, he and his father, Hussein, accepted billions of dollars from the CIA. They're basically they're U.S. puppets. I think he's going to be under a lot of pressure as well. And on the periphery, look for the regime in Djibouti, where the U.S. has an NSA base and a military base. Look for that regime that's been there ever since independence in 1978. Look for that to go.
Well, it's encouraging that you don't think that this is as big a threat as some do with some of the high-tech and very deadly weapons that Gaddafi has, and that that it sounds like you're saying you're leaning towards him fleeing instead of battling it out with nerve gas, though he said he's going to die on Libyan soil. I mean, I think it's a wild card, but we're going to go to break. I want to come back and ask why you think this isn't going as well as the globalists thought it would, with these overthrows and attempted destabilization campaigns that are still ongoing. Certainly the stock market has spoken. Certainly the oil markets and commodity markets have spoken. Medvedev over in Russia says, look for decades of turmoil now in the Middle East. So a lot of people think this is really going to just get worse and worse. But we'll come back with you, Wayne, for a few more minutes and get your view on that. And why you think the globalists triggered this to begin with. I mean, what are they looking for? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Wayne Mattson's our guest.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
Charlie Sheen, the big exclusive interview, clearing the air, telling the facts, joining us coming up in the next hour. You can imagine there's a lot of big international, national media tuning in right now. So for those listening, it's coming up here in about 30 minutes. Now, we're talking about the serious geopolitical systems that are unfolding right now. Wayne, is there any doubt in your expert analysis that the underpinning of all these crises, though, is dollar devaluation and commodities going up in third world countries? As you know, most people spend about half or more of all of their money on heating oil, power, and food. And so whereas food prices going up here hurts Americans but doesn't put most Americans on the streets, and there's something of a social welfare net here with 43 million plus Americans on food stamps, and the globalists have created that crisis and are now trying to trigger this domino effect. But what was their goal, and why do you think they're failing? Because you mentioned that earlier, but I want to spend some more time on that.
Well, I think the North African countries, like the European countries, especially those that on the Mediterranean coast, are being hit by the same sort of austerity measures, World Bank, IMF-imposed measures, which has driven up the cost of food, of petrol, of gasoline, lots of unemployment amongst the young people. These are people with advanced degrees, college degrees, masters, and even PhDs, and that just triggers this type of revolt. And Libya was certainly no exception to this, as we saw with Tunisia and Egypt. I would note that Gaddafi today was blaming Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda for the revolt in Libya against him. My God, he sounds like George W. Bush, or, you know, when they got to pull the al-Qaeda rabbit out of the hat, he sounds like Obama or Napolitano and these people. But he's in full agreement with propaganda coming from Israeli link websites saying that al-Qaeda in the Maghreb is all behind the rebellion against Gaddafi. So, this non-existent bin Laden, he's citing him as a threat. I think he's desperate. He's using the same boogeyman that W has used and others in this country. And I think we will not be seeing Mr. Gaddafi around Libya. I would give him a matter of days, maybe a week, but no more than that.
And you're predicting he'll run to Zimbabwe, just north of South Africa.
Yeah, he'll go there, or one of these other dictatorships where he's very, he's pumped hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars into propping up the regime. So he'll, if he's not shot or he doesn't shoot himself, I think that, and I doubt he's gonna, some people think he might commit suicide. The guy's incredibly vain. Yeah, the suits he wore were the best Italian-made suits you could find. The guy has really got a vanity issue. I doubt he would take his own life. I think he'll either run or they're going to grab him and spring him up.
Why they put the British Foreign Ministry, as you noticed on Monday, put out the fact that he'd run to Venezuela and said that they confirmed it. Was that just to further destabilize him in the country?
Possibly, because Chavez basically said, look, we don't want him over here. I got enough issues with the United States. I don't want to be accused of harboring Gaddafi on top of everything else. So, yeah, William Hague, of course, the British Foreign Secretary, is a real, if you talk about anyone who's tied in with the CFR and that crowd, look no further than a guy like William Hague. I mean, yeah. Really polished, but he's a consummate liar.
Wayne Madsen, briefly, and then we're going to let you go. WayneMadsenReport.com. Again, what do you see as the next big hotspots? Do you expect other countries to fall?
I would watch Algeria, although that regime is being propped up by Sarkozy in France. I would look at Morocco. I don't think we're going to see hard falls there like we saw in Tunisia, Egypt, and soon in Libya. Yemen definitely, I think, is going to be a hard fall with the reemergence of independent South Yemen, North Yemen being independent as well. And Saudi Arabia, the opposition there is getting very well organized.
Well, we just lost Wayne, his phone cut, but it was time for him to go. Thank you, Wayne Madsen, for joining us. Now, I'm going to premiere a special audio-video presentation that we put together in the last week, and we did this because a major magazine called and said they'd noticed these things, so we actually went and did research and found out that, yes, indeed, it's true. Glenn Beck is basically copying everything on this show word for word, but then changing it and adding things to it. And it's important, as Glenn Beck is a phenomenon, I think he does quite a bit of good, but also some bad, to look at Glenn Beck. And so up until the next break and the break after that, we are going to be premiering here Glenn Beck's Secret. And that's the article up on Infowars.com, up on PrisonPlanet.com if you're a radio listener and want to see the videos, see the exhibits, see the dates. We play where I say something years before or months before, and then he almost word for word says it on the same issue years or months later. And I also have sources inside Beck's operation, inside Fox, and I already know he's doing this. And he also tells people, people are saying, well, why are you bashing on Beck? Well, he tells people that are guests on his show, once he gets them for my show, not to come on my show. I've been told that by a lot of people. Glenn Beck knows that he's basically ripped me off, so he wants to suppress me, and I'm tired of it. Here's the video. I'm a busy person. I have my own syndicated radio show. I produce documentary films. I do countless interviews. I don't have time to watch Glenn Beck. But because the national media has pointed out that Glenn Beck is ripping off the information I cover and then basically spinning it, I have been forced in the last year to monitor his radio show and to watch his television show off and on. Every time I watch him, I see incredible truths being brought out on national television and on syndicated radio, but with lies being injected into it. Media Matters, Newsweek, you name it, have all pointed out that Glenn Beck more and more echoes the information that I cover. But it's more than that. I have refused to sell out. I've been offered big TV deals and even bigger syndication radio deals, and I've said no, because I was openly told I'd have to compromise my information. So I didn't sell out. So the system just takes an actor, a facsimile of what I am, and puts him forward so that he will compromise the information. So Glenn Beck goes from being this mainline Republican just 3 or 4 years ago, who was admittedly getting marching orders at the White House from George W. Bush, to the guy that's going to deliver us from world government. But if he was just taking my material and my research and my information and putting it out, I would be honored. Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. But that's not what he's doing. This is Glenn Beck taking all the hardcore research I do, where I work 18 hours a day and even dream about this information when I'm asleep, and I put it together with my team that bust their butt, and then I watch him take it and twist it and manipulate it so they can control the left and the right in this synthesis setting up this world government. Now, recently I was called by one of the biggest magazines in the country who's doing a big piece on Glenn Beck, basically ripping off and spinning and twisting the information we cover in our research. And they said, well, we've all seen examples of him doing this, but can you send us 5 examples? Aaron and I put together a 6-page document in just the last 2 days that is only the tip of the iceberg, and I'm only going to have time to cover a few of these. But you can see it for yourself that he doesn't just steal the information, he then degrades it, he then poisons it, he then spins it, to where sometimes I get radio calls from new listeners or I see people on the street and they say, you're like Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck has been fighting the New World Order, quote, for just about 2 years. I've been fighting the New World Order for 16 years from a truly grassroots, full-spectrum analysis point of view, not from a left-right system that is a control grid that the globalists use to divide the people. And it's painful to see my work being used and taken and twisted. Here's what's happening. If you read a Financial Times of London article with the headline, "And Now for World Government," where they admit it's unelected, it's authoritarian, but they say that it's good for you, Media Matters calls you a kook and a nut. And then Glenn Beck, he plays the part of the patriot who will admit that's going on, but then basically water it down.
Well, now there's call for America to give up our dollar for a global currency. That would lead to a global government. And one world currency and one world financial system is the end game.
Year after year, I had to sit there and watch Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Fox News make fun of people that talked about a one world government. The mainline right wingers sat there as gatekeepers and told their sheeple viewers, don't listen to it. They're kooks. They're nuts. Now they've basically admitted all this is happening because we're so far down the line.
And those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Conspiracy theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
So here comes Glenn Beck telling you that world government's run by Van Jones and George Soros when they're mid-level players at best. It's disgusting. This is our future we're talking about. And the very Fox News that told conservatives what was kosher to look into and what was not kosher to look into is now putting forward this prancing creature to be our leader so they can destroy him later to discredit our movement against world government. Google is allowed to do it because they were set up by MIT and the Central Intelligence Agency and the office out and their development firm out of the NASA complex. And we've had Mr. Steele and other CIA high-level agents on in technology to document who the people are at the CIA. Glenn Beck has ripped us off on the Google boycott and then spun it deceptively.
First of all, they are working really, really closely with the government. That's okay. They have a close relationship with the NSA. Okay. They're working way too close for my comfort with hardcore leftists. I'm really not sure that I want my search engine involved in government overthrows, good or bad.
He adds the proviso, one of many deceptive lies, that I'm not like the liberals who think that Bush was spying on them without warrants. I'm just mad at them because they're liberals.
I'm not afraid that Google is reading my email or tapping your phone lines or stealing grandma's recipes. That kind of paranoia is reserved for the left during the Bush administration with Microsoft.
He's telling conservatives you shouldn't be for the Fourth Amendment, that conservatives don't have that territory. He's ripped us off 6 months after we detailed that top Obama and former Clinton advisors were openly calling for a new Oklahoma City bombing to be blamed on domestic groups and to spike Obama's ratings.
They are setting up another Oklahoma City. They are claiming that one is coming, and they've already marked the one who caused it.
He ripped us off months after we aired the exact same tapes that he later re-aired of the socialist eugenicist George Bernard Shaw talking about killing people who aren't useful to the New World Order.
But Mussolini, look.
Then he howls Hitler. Then he does the fascist salute.
He is condemned, although he is a most amiable man. He is condemned to go through life with that terrible and imposing expression.
He's amiable.
It
merely,
he's good. It merely does a great deal of injustice to his kindly nature. But I...
His kindly nature.
In my documentary film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, 2007, we detailed David Rockefeller's own memoir, where he bragged that, yeah, I want world government.
David Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States.
Right. Glenn Beck, later, in November of 2010, covered the exact same quotes. There are hundreds of these examples.
Some people even believe that we are part of a secret cabal, working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists. If that's the charge, I stand guilty and I am proud of it.
An article written by David Rockefeller for the New York Times. Rockefeller openly lauds and endorses Mao Zedong's actions while celebrating their command and control system. Communist China is the model, planned society for the New World Order.
This is what it's going to look like, 2025 global landscape. This is a government report. The model of China is the goal that these guys are saying everybody's pretty cool with. This is what's going to come.
Months after I interview people like Damon Vickers or Gerald Celente, Glenn Beck has them on the show and asks them the exact same questions that we've posed on my broadcast. In the last 8 months, we've launched more than 70 successful Google bombs, where I tell my listeners to search key terms. Now, suddenly in the last month, Glenn Beck has begun the Google bombs, telling his listeners to search a certain term.
Pause the show and look up the word caliphate. Here's the chart. Caliphate. Oh, by the way, we're on it too.
And then bragging on their site, we've got over 60 at number one, including 3 to 4 to 5 top terms in a row. Here's another example. In the last 4 years, since 2007, I have covered every week the Pentagon and the British Ministry of Defense drills and public reports they put out preparing for martial law during societal collapse due to economic crisis. Suddenly, Glenn Beck covers it almost word for word.
If we have shortages of food, if we have rolling blackouts, there could be civil unrest. There could be looting, rioting, and that might be the impetus for the government to declare martial law.
You know, I don't think you're a couple of years away from something like that.
Of all these issues, there's one that really stands out, and that's the obscure issue of the federal government for over 35 years having a secret program through the county health departments to take blood from all newborn babies for a secret DNA database. I broke this story more than 15 years ago. And after we pushed this out into the mainstream, Glenn Beck was the only major figure to pick up on it to his credit. But still, the mainstream media then makes jokes about him, and George Soros-run Media Matters says that he's making it up, even though the federal and state governments are losing lawsuits over it. And then there's other examples, things that actually make me question if Glenn Beck is a good guy or a bad guy. Maybe he could be a good guy, trying to work through the system. Because I've challenged him, cover John P. Holdren, the White House science czar, calling for sterilants in the water.
Which one of us actually says, I want to breathe in dirty air and drink in, you know, dirty water? You know, the kind with sterilants in it.
Cover the eugenicist. Cover the move for a world government.
The only way to really stop their imagined disaster to save the planet is to limit the number of human beings on this planet.
All right. Again, I get mad at Beck because he does things like tell people that I have as guests not to come on my show and other things and rip our material off and twist it. We're going to come back and finish up with the rest of Glenn Beck's secret. Then coming up 8 after next hour, Charlie Sheen live. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. The transmission will continue. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Only way to really stop their imagined disaster to save the planet
is to limit the number of human beings on this planet. One child per family, that's negative population growth. I'm against it, and I think I'm not alone.
And then weeks later, he covers it word for word. But then he always doubles back with spin and deception. Glenn Beck is like orange juice. It's nutritious. It's delicious. But I didn't tell you the rest of what Glenn Beck is. He's a teaspoon of cyanide, enough to kill 10 elephants in every pitcher. And that's it. That's what's so bad about him. You see the orange juice? It's sitting on the counter. You pour it in your glass. Hey, Google's NSA. Hey, Google's overthrowing countries to put radical Muslims in. He doesn't tell you, so the military-industrial complex has somebody to basically bomb. He gets your confidence with the truth with that glass of orange juice, and he puts a teaspoon of poison in it. It's unbelievable. The guy's a complete snake. When you watch it, it's such 21st century high-tech propaganda, clearly with psych warfare chiefs, with psyop degrees, black ops, loading those teleprompters. It is so evil. I don't like my identity being stolen. And then I don't like somebody in my name, in my mission, twisting what I've done. I end up having mainstream media attack me constantly, saying I'm the little Glenn Beck. No, I'm not the little Glenn Beck. I'm up towards the fount. I'm up the river where the water came from, not downstream where Glenn Beck is basically urinating into the truth. Let's get that straight. Do you know what it's like to pour your heart and soul out, to be death threatened, to be physically attacked, to not go along with the payoff sellout offers, and then to feel good and to have integrity, and then to see somebody come along and basically as an actor rip off the information you're covering and then adulterate it? We're in a fight for the heart and soul of this country. The Tea Party, started by the Ron Paul movement in 2007, has been partially co-opted by the neocons. The Tea Party coalition in Congress went ahead and voted for the Patriot Act. We were sent by law enforcement 2 years ago, the internal government documents, MIAC, Homeland Security, where it has nothing to do with men in caves. It's all about the American people, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives. If the people don't get wise to Glenn Beck, we don't have any future. I mean, it's really just that simple. But the fact that he has to mimic us and take on our political colorations as camouflage does show how far we've come. We have a global government run by private banking cartels that's taken over our nation. And Glenn, we cannot allow you to blame it all on a mid-level nobody like Van Jones and tell us he's the top of the pyramid. Glenn, I'll really start to believe in you when you do a show on Rupert Murdoch, admittedly being one of the key people behind the move for global carbon taxes to fund this new private world government. And I want to tell the globalists something. You think Glenn Beck's co-opted my message and my information? No. This door swings both ways. This is a two-way street, a double-edged sword. We're only getting more viewers and more listeners because of Glenn Beck. People are using him as a doorway, and then they're finding the real bona fide information. So in the end, it's like God says in the Bible, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You give us lemons, we're going to make lemonade. It's just that I get more angry at Beck than like an evil Mr. Maddow or Slimeball on MSNBC, because they are willing, open servants of evil. And you're over here posing so you can basically fill the chair of the liberty movement so that you can basically co-opt us in the end. But then I think back to Mr. Maddow, and I think back to even Keith Olbermann. Back when Bush was in office, they'd talk about Patriot Act and torture and evil and corruption. And now they don't really do it because they were playing the part of anti-establishment when Bush was in. Now that they see their wing as being in power of the same bird of prey, they're playing the part of the establishment. But I know you guys think you can spin it later and you only care about this cycle and the next election coming up and they'll have a new flim-flam man by then. But cycles are getting...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.